Good evening. My name is Sam, and let me tell that we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses, ma'am, will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community as well. So can you please tell me if your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
So who is this study being done for?
It's related, well, actually it's done or funded by Minnesota Department of Human Services, and the main purpose is pretty much to talk about substances use in youth community.
So where is it coming out of, like the U in the cities, or is it department, where?
Oh, it's like school district pretty much.
The school district?
Yeah.
My school district?
Pretty much, like exactly in your community.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you get my number?
Well, actually, the system sends numbers randomly, ma'am, which, like, I don't get, like, specific numbers. We just get the system creating or sending the calls, pretty much.
And then you work through Minnesota Department of Health?
No, actually, we work for the survey company that is not pretty much called Metric Research. And we are located in Miami, Florida. That's the headquarters.
Hmm. Okay. 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 I feel okay answering the questions then. So you said, what is my age group?
Yeah, that's the question.
What were my choices?
No problem. At 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64. I'm old.
Thank you. And what's your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess as well. And note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not to medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So here's the first question. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. I used to be a school nurse, but I am not sure. I really am not part of that anymore. I don't know numbers. I won't even know what to guess on that.
Well, maybe you can tell me, probably they do it once a week, twice a month, once a month.
But what age are you looking at? You know, like our school is 7 through 12. What age are you looking at?
Well, it's pretty much teens. That's what the survey asked about.
But I don't know. I honestly don't know.
No problem. That's okay. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, hash or hash oil? You can tell me, like, they never do it.
I really don't know. I honestly don't know, and I don't want to say, as a nurse, I don't want to give you a number like that when I have no idea. I don't know.
That's okay, ma'am. Don't worry. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Any guess?
I don't even know how many smoke. No, I'm not a good person for you tonight. I'm sorry. And if I say one and guess, your stats are all wrong, so I don't want to guess. No, don't know.
Well, let's see if this is a different question than one I'm going to be asking right now. I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. So please tell me if you strongly agree, if you only agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the statements that I will read. If you don't agree or disagree, you'd also let me know that. And for each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure again, you can give me your best guess as well. So
I don't feel comfortable with this because I don't know how many are smoking or drinking in my community. I'm not in a position to know that anymore. That's guessing. That would not give you good statistics for a report. I really don't know how many people smoke in my town or drink in my town, or I don't know. I don't. So I'm not a person that's going to give accurate, and just guessing is not going to give you good statistics for any county. That's how we get wrong errors made. So I don't feel comfortable finishing this because I don't know what you're asking of me. I don't know the numbers, and I don't know how to even agree or disagree because I don't know how many drink or smoke or who vapes or whatever. I don't. So, and I don't do it myself. So
the next ones are not really questions, ma'am. They're actually statements, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree with the statement. It's not related to how much they do it. It's actually related to what you're thinking about this. It's pretty much not related to an amount specifically. I can read the first one. If you don't feel comfortable with it, we can stop it. Don't worry, ma'am. Will that be okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So this is the first statement. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. So do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
You know, I'm going to pass on these. Because no matter what you do, it's gonna put them in different categories, and you're going to say, well, in this community, this woman says these people do it this often, and she thinks this is a – and that's not accurate at all. So I'm going to pass, sir. I'm sorry. I don't think this is a real solid question survey. So I'm going to pass. I'm sorry, but I don't think this is real accurate at all. So
no, you're
I'm
going to
pass.
Don't worry.
Sorry. Thank
that's
you.
Okay,
yeah, bye-bye.
Have a good night.